Good morning, San Bernardino County believers. It's 2025, and our prayer focus today, the Lord of Instead. Do this instead of that. Where do most of our arguments start? How does it escalate to hatred, divisive relationships, malicious backbiting, slanderous threats, outrageous murder? From bitterness. Being offended, ruminating on it, holding grudges. To our actions and words, they become volcanic. But isn't it wonderful we have the good news that God doesn't simply say what not to do with our anger and offenses, but he guides us on what to do. Ephesians chapter 4, 30 through 32 looks closely at the slippery slope that occurs when we remain offended and shows us instead how to deal with it and behave like Christ. So let's confess today any area where we are partaking in those areas of sin as we pray today and look at this passage. And let us intercede for believers who we know also are committing these sins. Then let's pray we do what the Lord instructs us to do instead of those misbehaviors. And then consider praying this way for those in your area of influence. Our passage today, Ephesians 4, 30 through 32. And we pray as we read it, Lord, that you will convict us of those areas that we need change, and that we will pray into those areas that will be the kind of Christ-like behavior that will bless you and glorify you. We do not want to bring sorrow to your Holy Spirit by the way we live. Forgive us if we have, O God, since the last time we confessed our sins. Instead, you tell us to remember that you have identified us as your own, guaranteeing that we will be saved on the day of redemption. So now, Father, we come before you and look at this command to get rid of all bitterness, all rage, all anger, the kind that's evil, all harsh words, all slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, we pray that we will be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. So, Father, we confess and ask that the Holy Spirit would reveal to us any area of bitterness where we are holding on to an offense, a hurt, where we've been bullied, where we've been called names, cursed at, anything done to us that wounded us by someone, somebody, organization, group. It could be a teacher, it could be anyone. We ask, God, that you would reveal those areas, and that we would instead begin to forgive those who hurt us. We thank you for that instead. We ask for forgiveness and confess our sins where we've shared rage, where it's an expression in our actions, where we demonstrate it by the facial expressions or our hand movements or upset at somebody when they got cut us across in the lanes in the freeway and we got mad and used hand expressions. Forgive us, Lord, any rage that we have shown. Forgive us for anger, that inner madness at someone, an organization, establishment, a political party, where we just thought bad things about people and stayed angry. Forgive us for harsh words, expressing with our words rashly, not even without thinking. Forgive us, Lord. And forgive us for slander, where it's intentionally being mean with our words towards others. Instead, God, we pray that we would become kind people, known for being good, benevolent, gentle, pleasant, useful. Give us a tender heart, O God, to remember how many sins that you have forgiven us, how many times we have failed in the angry, slippery slope. Remove any area that's stony and stubborn and resentful. Forgive us for holding grudges. May we let go of those, God, that we would be compassionate, that we would forgive 70 times 7. In other words, all the time. We thank you, God, that we ask that we would be merciful and that we would forgive as Christ, you forgave us. In Jesus' name. And lastly, San Bernardino County believers, wake up, be so transformed that your lives changed will affect others for Christ. Amen.